This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. As a teenager, Tawan McCarty started selling drugs. Soon, she sold herself, but not voluntarily. McCarty had become one of tens of millions of sex trafficking victims around the world. Years later, she founded The Well House, a shelter and rehab facility in Alabama for sexually exploited women. As we continue our series on human trafficking, she tells WBHM's Dan Carson about her difficult journey and a warning, this conversation might not be suitable for younger listeners.
I was born in Noonan, Georgia, and raised in Carrollton in Atlanta. I was trafficked so much to Birmingham, it became home.
How did this happen to you?
I started running away when I was 12. And between 12 and 15, I ran away many times. And at 15, I met my first pimp. You know, at 15, you have no skill set and you still need to eat and survive. And everyone was blaming me for what was going on because people don't actually look at kids' behaviors. They tend to blame them for their behaviors as opposed to going behind the scenes because healthy kids from healthy homes don't act out. Something's going on. Anyway, I didn't have to do what the other girls had to do at first. He had me selling drugs. So, of course, he loved me more. And it didn't take long for that to change, you know, my quota. I made every night by selling drugs up until one particular night that he drops me off and gives me the drugs, and there's not enough drugs for me to make my quota. And I already knew what happened when we didn't make quota. You were punished, and your punishment didn't happen in private. We were all made to watch. And there were five of us. So two of them worked the streets and truck stops, and the other two worked in strip clubs, and he had me selling drugs. Punishment was anything from a beating, a torture, a rape, or a gang rape. So this particular night, he drops me off and gives me the drugs, and there's not enough drugs to make quota, and so the tables had turned. Did I physically submit to being paid for sex? Yes. I was 15. I wasn't even old enough to consent to sex, much less being paid to be raped. You have to understand that all of us suffer from Stockholm Syndrome. He's our caretaker. I mean, the first time I ate crab legs, it was with him. I didn't even know what crab legs were. I mean, we went roller skating and to movies and to dinner. We had breakfast, lunch, and dinner at a table together every day as a family. We had family meetings every day. This was the healthiest thing I'd ever seen. Even with the abuse in place, you still began to have feelings for your captor. And those psychological ties last years. So between 15 and 26, I've been sold in every state but Alaska and Hawaii. One of the largest circuits for human trafficking is Atlanta, Birmingham, Nashville, Memphis, and Chattanooga. And you have to understand that it's a 2-2.5 hour drive from Atlanta to Birmingham. But it may take us 3 days because you're sold at every single exit.
In situations like that, I mean, is it truckers or is it just work?
It's everybody. I could take you to some offices right here in downtown Birmingham right now that I've been purchased in.
Is it maybe even easier now, given social media, given the internet?
Oh, my gosh, yes, it's so much easier because, you know, if I wanted to right now, I could get on my phone and have a girl delivered to me at the front door here before I leave.
People tend to think that's just those kids over there from the trailer park or from that bad neighborhood. That's not the case, is it?
It is not. I'd rescued a 20-year victim out of Mountain Brook. Been to every soiree, ball, event, gala. There's a misconception in society today. So prostitution, strip clubs, and pornography is never a choice. I don't care if she's 15 or 50. There's not a little girl in the world says, oh, excuse me, I want to be prostituted when I grow up. I'm not a former prostitute. I was a girl or woman who's being prostituted. So we've got to take the label off. And even if she looks you in the eye and says, I'm choosing to do this, she's in denial.
You're past that Stockholm Syndrome. How did you get past that?
I'm a sweet lady therapist at Wellspring Christian Counseling here in Birmingham.
If you had some advice to give to parents, teachers, listeners, citizens, anyone, what would you tell them?
What works is love and grace. And I mean those times where you're going, oh, my God, I'm at my wit's end. I cannot help them anymore. They don't want help. And you love them one more time. And you love them one more time. And then you love them one more time. And then some more times. I don't care what she's done or has been done to her. She deserves to have love and grace. She is not a prostitute. She is not a whore. She is not a drug user. And it is our responsibility to love her. Because that's what God does for us.
Tell me about Well House, how that came about, and any of your other work that you want to talk about.
I started Well House with $33 and I was on food stamps. I'd been out of prison for a little over a year. And I had met Jesus and he gave me the vision because I knew it was needed. And there was a gap in services for the ladies we serve. And if he would have let me know then that we were going to be where we are today in regards to six short years of tremendous growth, I would have ran screaming in the other direction. Because for me, it was one girl. Because for 2.5 years, I didn't get any salary or anything. I was just helping. But it was just absolutely amazing. And what we've done from $33 to 63 acres in 6 years blows me away.
That's former trafficking victim and Wellhouse founder Tawan McCarty speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can hear an extended conversation at our website, WBHM.org. And tomorrow, we'll hear from a pediatrician on the effects of sex trafficking in Alabama.